Louisa felt despair settle on her. It was not for herself that she feared. She knew she was about to die, but her own life did not seem to matter any more. Instead, she grieved for the young stranger who had given his own trying to save her. "Jim," she pleaded, "please don't die." As if in response to her call, the two heads burst out through the surface. The undertow of the great wave that had pinned them under had also sucked them back almost to where they had disappeared. "Jim!" she screamed, and leapt to her feet. He was so close that she could see the agony that contorted his face in the effort to draw breath. But he looked up at her and tried to say something. Perhaps it was a farewell. But then she knew in her heart that this was not a man who would ever surrender, not even to death. He was trying to shout a command, but his breath only whistled and gurgled in his throat. The horse was swimming again, but when it tried to turn its head back towards the beach, she saw Jim's hand in its mane guide it back towards her. Jim was still choking and could not use his voice, but he made a gesture with his free hand, and now he was close enough for her to see the determination in his eyes. "Jump!" she shouted against the wind. "Shall I jump?" He nodded his sodden curls emphatically, and she could just make out the hoarse croak of his voice. "Come!" She glanced over her shoulder and saw that even in his distress he had picked the slack between the waves to call her on. She threw aside the piece of rope that had saved her, took three running strides across the shattered deck, and leapt over the side with her shift ballooning around her waist and her arms windmilling. She hit the water and went under to reappear almost immediately. She struck out the way her father had taught her and swam to meet them. Jim reached out and seized her wrist. His grip was so powerful that she thought it might crush her bones, and after what she had suffered at Huis Brabant, she had thought that she would never allow a man to touch her again. But there was no time to think of that now. The next wave broke over her head, but his grip never slackened. They came up again, and she was spluttering and gasping for breath, yet she seemed to feel strength flowing into her through his fingers. He guided her hand to the horse's mane, and now he had recovered some of his voice. "Don't hamper him!" She understood what he meant, for she knew horses. She tried not to put her weight on the stallion's back, but to swim beside him. Now they were heading towards the beach, and each wave that came up behind them carried them forward. Louisa heard voices, faint at first, but growing louder every second. The spectators on the beach were caught up in the excitement of the rescue, and fickle as any mob, they were cheering them on. They all knew this horse. Most of them had seen him win on Christmas Day. Jim Courtney was a well-known figure in the town. Some envied him as the son of a rich man. Some thought him too brash, but they all were forced to pay him respect. This was a famous battle he was waging against the sea, and most of them were sailors. Their hearts went out to him. "Courage, Jim! Power to you, lad! Good on you! Swim, Jim boy, swim!"